Chapter 26. Nath, Selene, and a battalion of soldiers departed Narnum and headed south again. A parade of cheers followed them all the way out of the city. Nath said little the next couple of days. Selene remained silent as well. They'd spoken enough already. Talked about many things, the war, the truce, his scales. He eyed his hands wrapped around the reins of his horse.
I'm doing good, I know I am.
Several times Selene had traced the outline of his white scales. There was a flicker of jealousy behind her eyes when she commented on them. It made him wonder if her scales could turn white as well.
Maybe I can change her.
He snapped the reins and trotted towards the front of the army. The battalion consisted of nearly 1,000 heavily armored soldiers with sword and shield, pole axes, bows, and spears. They marched in steady ranks, whose armored footsteps had the rhythmic sound of a dangerous army. Others accompanied them too, robed men and women in the dozens, with tattooed foreheads. They chanted, murmured, and carried burning canisters of incense. There had been a time when Nath's skin recoiled at the sight of them. Now it didn't seem so bad. Wasn't peace what everyone wanted? He glanced toward the sky. Dragons with dark wings and tails flew in tight formations. His fist tightened on the reins.
I should be doing that.
He'd given up trying to change into a dragon for now. Selene said it would just have to happen one day. More than likely when he least expected it. The army remained on foot with the commanders on horseback, cruising up and down the ranks and barking commands. They were a fit army, as fit as he'd ever seen. Banners and edged weapons gleamed in the sun's dim light. Selene said the sight of Nath with an army at his back would make quite an impression on the commoners. It would encourage them to raise their hopes. So far, his presence had been well received by those they passed as word of his great deeds spread. But there was also fear of the dragons that battled in the skies and tore into their flocks. It was happening more often all the time. He rode alongside one of the commanders in the front of the ranks. The man was tall in the saddle and protected by full plate armor. His helmet was dark and menacing, and a well-crafted sword hung from his saddle. He was one of the biggest men Nath had ever seen.
Have you seen Selene?
He asked.
She rides with the scouts,
the man said in a deep voice.
Departed at first light with them.
Nath stiffened. He'd figured Selene was giving him space. She said he needed it. But this didn't sit well with him. He'd been staying towards the front, figuring she remained in the rear with her acolytes and priests. But not seeing her, after a half day, had him circle the ranks and find no sign of her.
First light, you say?
Yes, Dragon Prince.
Nath glanced at the hard eyes inside the man's helmet.
A simple yes or no will do, he said.
Yes, Dragon Prince.
Nath spurred his mount ahead with a grunt. Selene had the entirety of her armies calling him Dragon Prince, and it was beginning to have a nice ring to it. That and Peacebringer, Truce Forger, and the Champion. He grinned, thinking about that, and then squinted his eyes. The roughshod road ran for miles up and down the rocky plains and tall grasses.
Why would she leave without me?
He eyed the sky.
I bet she's flying.
He stretched the distance between himself and the army. A squad of horsemen galloped after him, one being the commander who pulled up short of him.
What are you doing, Dragon Prince?
I should ask you the same.
We are not to leave you from our sight,
the commander said, shifting in his saddle.
It's the order of the High Priestess.
All right,
Nat said.
Fine then. Just make sure you can keep up.
He whipped the reins on his saddle.
Yeah!
In seconds, the wind whistled through his ears and his hair billowed like a flag over his back in a streak of red.
It's not my army. It's Selene's. She can watch after it herself.
He continued at a full gallop until his keen eyes picked up deep impressions going off the road in the tall grasses, and he slowed down. Not waiting for the soldiers to catch up, he trotted down the newly formed trail.
Dragon Prince,
the commander said,
we should not travel so far from the army.
Then go back,
Nath said. The big commander let out a whistle, and several of the other men headed back towards the ranks. The commander kept pace behind Nath.
The High Priestess won't approve of this,
the commander said.
I advise you to return.
Nath slowed his mount and turned. He pointed towards the sky. Dragons circled in the air.
Selene has much better eyes on me than you, Commander. Perhaps it is you who should return to the ranks. I'd hate to be the one who leaves her army exposed. Of course, you're all being replaced by the Drakus anyway. Just think. If you die in battle, that might just be your fate. Fate worse than death, they say.
Dragon Prince,
the commander said.
I'm following orders. I mean no offense.
Nath turned his mount and headed down the trail. He didn't care what the commander thought or Selene. He was tired of being babysat. It stirred him. Made him think of Brenwar.
I wonder how old Grizzly Beard is doing.
The trail led on another league and dipped down a hill into a narrow crevice. Mossy rock faces were deep on either side, and the trail was darkened by overhanging branches. The trail of the scouts and Selene's men faded.
That is interesting,
Ness said.
What's that?
The commander said, leaning forward on his horse.
If you took that ugly helmet off, you could see better.
The commander's head creaked as it twisted towards the sky.
Are you afraid of dragon droppings?
Nath said.
No, Dragon Prince. Just unneeded exposure.
Nath slid out of the saddle and led his horse by the reins. The commander did the same, hopping off and raising a clamor with his armor.
Big and loud,
Nath said, shaking his head.
Armor slows a skilled man down. It makes the instincts lazy.
You have scales.
Nath's head turned half back and he said,
And what of it?
That's armor.
I sense something odd about you,
Nath said, forging ahead.
And I'm not sure I like it.
He cut through the pass with the commander's heavy armor licking at his ears. Brenwar's gear never made a sound. This man behind him sounded like an entire army. Even his breath made noise.
Big, heavy, slow. Maybe I'll throw him at something.
They had pushed through the crevice for another hour when Nath came to a stop, peering forward into a clearing. A rank smell drifted into his nose. The horse nickered. Something burned and reeked.
What is it?
The commander said, trying to cover his nose with his mailed fist.
It's foul.
Nath pressed on, eyeing the rock walls that rose on either side. Anything could be hiding in the cliffs. The crevice opened into a canyon. There was heavy brush and cave mouths everywhere. He happened upon the dead bodies of three soldiers, scouts of Barnabas. Armor was torn and the bodies were broken. One was burned to cinders and still smoldered.
Death is a rank smell, the commander said. Those wounds look as if dragons did this.
He grabbed his sword belt and buckled it on.
We must find the High Priestess.
Nath placed his hand in the large impression of a dragon's paw. He could see signs of their passing everywhere.
Ambush. Another ambush. There is no honor in that.
His nose twitched in the air, searching for the lingering scent of Selene.
Surely she can handle herself.
He traipsed through the canyon. Signs of battle were all over. Above, trees jutted towards the top of the canyon. But the skies were mostly hidden and a strange yellow mist hung in the air, obscuring his vision. The scent of death lingered everywhere. He forged ahead, following a scuffled trail that smashed down the grasses.
"Where are you going?"
the commander said.
"Stay with the horses,"
Neth replied.
"I'm coming with you."
"No, you won't be able to keep up."
He turned and faced the commander.
"I've a feeling Celine's in danger. So you can wait or you can go for help."
"I insist I go,"
the big man said, coming forward. Neth shoved him backward and the man toppled over.
"Stay put,"
Neth said, turning away.
"If she's within these caves, I'll bring her back. If not, we'll resume the search elsewhere."
He started off.
"Dragon, Prince, please."
Neth kept moving on until the voice and figure of the commander vanished into the strange fog.